in as to that a little bit later on. It is time, as we do each and every Friday, it's the Chamber Chat segment of the program, and we welcome this morning the President and CEO of the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce, Aaron Slattery, with us. A very good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Good morning.
Great to see you today. How are you?
Good. I'm so glad to be here. Yeah. It's a beautiful morning.
It is fantastic. You know, the next couple of days after a rainstorm, for some reason, I love the crispness in the air. I love that about
crisp is the perfect word. Yeah,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So have you been out and enjoying any of it this morning?
Nope, got my coffee this morning and headed over.
So. All right, you'll have a chance throughout the day. You can enjoy the beautiful sunshine and weather today at Monument Point here in Heisler Park at Laguna Beach starting at 10:45. It is the Veterans Day celebration. You going to be out there?
I definitely will be there.
All right, all right. You got any veterans in your household or in your family, in your past?
I do. I mean, my brother was a Marine, and he was in the most recent skirmishes. Okay. He was in recon, right. And he actually used his GI Bill and went back to school, and now he's up in Seattle, Washington, using all those engineering mechanics.
Very cool. I love hearing that.
In the past, my great uncle, he escaped Nazi Germany and came to the United States and joined the U.S. Army and went back under Patton. He had the talent, of course, of speaking German fluently.
Right.
And so the U.S. Army sent him to what is called Camp Ritchie, okay, where they would train spies and interrogators.
Oh, this is fascinating. This is very cool.
He escaped Nazi Germany, right, joined the Army, became an interrogator, and was Patton's interrogator to help win the war. And then, of course, he was at the Nuremberg trials. Right. And he became a CBS cameraman in the end in New York City. But my mom wrote a book about his coming of age story.
Oh, thank God. You know, thank God someone documented that.
So it's called Immigrant Soldier, The Story of a Ritchie Boy.
Okay.
And it's about my great uncle, my mother's uncle, Fred Lang's brother.
Okay.
Who was instrumental.
Right. Yeah. Right. So, okay. So your mom put this in a book. What's your mom's, what does she write her, what is her writer's author's name?
K. Lang Slattery.
Okay.
And it's available on Amazon, and she also has her website with lots of information about the Ritchie Boys.
Okay, when we unhook from this conversation, I'm ordering the book. Kidding. I got to read that. And I just one more question. Indulge me with the question, if you will. When you were growing up and you were hearing stories of this, did you get? He was at the Nuremberg trials.
Yes.
Okay.
However, my mother didn't know she had a Jewish background until she was an adult.
Right.
Because her father, Fred, was, you know, he grew up in Germany and there was never a problem. And then all of a sudden there was. And he was like, if it could happen in Germany, it can happen here too.
Right.
And so he didn't share that little detail about his heritage. And it wasn't until my mother and her sisters were adults that they learned these stories.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right. And isn't it, I've talked about this before on the air with the audience. It's horrible to have to hide or conceal who you are.
Yes.
For fear of being targeted.
Exactly.
Right. Nothing can be worse than that. You know, you get picked on for just a last name that sounds Jewish or something.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, wow. Fascinating. Yeah. I'm so glad I asked the question.
Yes.
And this is cool. And I will check out your mom's book. And let's do me a favor, if you would, remind the audience the name of the book and your mom afterwards when we're all done here.
Sounds good.
What tell us about the past week for the chamber. What's been going on?
Well, we've been booking lots of people for hospitality night.
Yeah.
And getting the word out about Small Business Saturday. Those are our two big things that are coming up. So for Small Business Saturday, we've been passing out posters. And if you have a promotion as a business in Laguna, we are including you on our Think Laguna First Small Business Saturday website. So even if you don't have a brick and mortar store,
right, we
can still include a promotion. Like I was talking to a videographer.
Right.
And so she's going to put a promotion for some like corporate videos or holiday videos if you're interested, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So please, you know, as a chamber member, let us know what you would like us to promote for Small Business Saturday. And of course, we've got it organized with the city for a huge sidewalk sale on Small Business Saturdays, so any of the brick and mortar stores can expand into
right.
the front.
That's cool.
The
I love when mm-hmm. I love that so much. I love actually just rolling up and down the street, and there's stuff out on the sidewalk, yes. and it gives it a cool bizarre feeling to it. You know.
And as a shopper, right. we do have our passport contest. So you can download a passport, or you can come into the chamber office and grab one. And as you visit the different stores in Laguna who are participating, they will stamp your passport.
Right.
And then when you have a completed passport, you just drop it off at the chamber office. And we're going to be doing a drawing for some fun prizes.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Now, what a great idea. So how many stamps are required? Do you know?
I believe it's a book of nine.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah. I can roll through nine different. That's easy. All right, that's very, so I can go down in the sidewalk here and start selling KXFM sweatshirts.
Well, that depends on your business license.
Okay. Yeah, wait. So. Thank you for saying that, by the way. I appreciate that little asterisk there.
Yes. And
hospitality night, how's that coming together?
Oh, yes. So, it's coming together.
All right,
you know, everybody who has participated before is reaching out.
Right.
And so we're, you know, embracing them. And I've got, I think, 8 vendors scheduled. I'm going to have between 10 to 12 of our vendors on the promenade.
Right.
And it'll be a nice, fun event. We've got bands booked.
Right.
And we've got a Santa Claus coming.
Right. You not just have a Santa Claus. You have the definitive, very cool Santa Claus rolling in, if I'm not mistaken, on a fire engine, correct?
It might be the trolley, but it might be the fire engine.
Okay.
I'm not actually part of that decision making. That's
right.
The city's portion of
right.
it. But I do have the Assistant League teens volunteering to help wrangle the parents so they stay respectfully in line waiting for Santa Claus.
Very good.
And
yeah.
passing out the candy canes.
Yeah, so. There's often some rustling about waiting for Santa Claus. So
yes,
yeah, good
yes.
move there. We'll be out there. We'll be on the promenade as well. We'll be
yes.
rolling with music. We'll be making announcements for the bands. And I'll be back and forth in between stages. And I'll have the honor, as I always do, of introducing Santa Claus, of welcoming Santa Claus and introducing some of the stage acts. Tell us the night of hospitality. What night does that fall
yes,
on?
Yes, it is first Friday in December. So it is Friday, December 2nd.
Right.
And it's roughly from 5 to 10 p.m.
Right. And that really, here in Laguna Beach, that night, that evening, those festivities, mm-hmm. that kicks off the season really, really well here. I
yes.
find that I'm in the spirit once that happens, you know, once, yeah.
yeah. And I think I should really mention that for businesses and residents, the streets are going to start closing at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
So if you're planning on going through Laguna or dropping off something at the post office or dry cleaning or anything like that,
right.
the streets will be closed starting at 3 o'clock.
All right. So
plan accordingly.
Right. Yeah. And I've learned when I set up now, I'm there at 10:30.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
I'm setting up early, man. Yeah. I'm like, I'll come back.
Yeah.
All right. And what else is happening down the road and anything that we need to keep our eye on for maybe after hospitality night? Are you guys taking a break in between then and 2023? You don't get a break.
No.
There is no break in your contract.
Well, actually, we have officially decided to close the office between Christmas and New Year.
All right.
But we have 2 ribbon cuttings in December. We
okay.
have iconic ornaments, the boys with the beautiful Christmas decorations.
With the Laguna Beach themed decorations.
The trolley and
right.
the lighthouse.
Yes.
Lifeguard house.
Right.
And so they're having their ribbon cutting on the 1st
okay.
of December, right in front of Bouchard's. And I believe they're also going to be having a table at Hospitality Night where they can sell their ornaments to people for beautiful gifts.
That is so cool.
So that'll be great for them. And gosh, what else? We have Just Gather having the ribbon cutting on the 8th of
okay.
December.
All right.
And that's going to be like a whole little fundraiser for them with,
all right.
with lots of cool things. You'll have to check the website for all the things they're offering for that.
Okay.
Tonight I'm going to be attending the 100th anniversary of the Women's Club.
Tell us about that.
Yes.
All right.
So it's free to all women.
Okay.
And just come on over and it's just to celebrate how long the Women's Club has been in the area. And my mother took cotillion lessons and I took cotillion lessons there. I mean, it's just been a great...
I love learning these yeah. things about you. Cotillion lessons. And then you remember them? You remember everything about cotillion?
Well, I remember the teenage sweaty hands and I was wearing white gloves. And, you know...
very, very cool. And that's tonight. And it's not, it is for men and women are invited. Come on out and say hello.
Definitely.
Definitely look forward to seeing you there. Aaron Slattery, before I let you go, once again, give us the rundown of the name of the, that's the most fascinating thing of my whole day right now, is your mom's book.
Yes, it's called Immigrant Soldier, The Story of a Richie Boy. And it's Kay Lang Slattery. That's my mother's pen name.
All right. So I'll see you later on this morning at the Veterans Day celebration at Monument Point in Heisler Park. It starts at 10:45. It goes until just after noon. I'll look forward to seeing you there. I do have some really cool trivia that I just learned a few minutes ago when I was checking the Text Connect here. So it is Veterans Day. We're celebrating it. Mm-hmm. But yesterday was the anniversary of the loss of the crew of the Edmund Fitzgerald. And a generation of us grew up not only listening to that great, the great song from Gordon Lightfoot, but the people that are in the Great Lakes region likely had a friend or a family member that worked those waters and were always reminded of how dangerous the Great Lakes were, and especially when the anniversary of that thing comes around every year. So we're going to give them a song on our way out, Aaron. What do you think of that? Let's do it. Right. It's the Mornings with Ed Show, 8:14 the time.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa.
Gordon Lightfoot, 8:20 the time. Thank you, Michigan Tommy, for the note on that song. And, you know, we rolled out of chamber chat without giving you the complete dialing in of everything happening. So I didn't let her go. I stopped. I locked the door. I bolted it shut and wouldn't let her out. So Aaron, we missed the window decorating thing, right?
Yes, okay. Yes. We have our annual holiday window decorating contest. And please sign up for that. Right. There are some amazing grand prizes, including the People's Choice Award, which is the 2 weeks of advertising at KXFM.
And I got to tell you that that's going to be huge. You have no idea how handy that comes in. So I'm a fan of places that decorate their windows. I don't know whether it's a psychological thing, but during the holidays, if a window is decorated, I'm more likely to walk in and purchase something for some reason.
Yes, well, it's more fun. You're attracted to that store because of their, you know, street presence.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
So we need not only businesses to decorate their windows, but we need the people to vote on which windows they like the best.
Right.
So we look forward to encouraging our businesses to do that.
Okay, you know what? I got to cut you off here real fast. Every single year, for as long as I've lived in this town, the little shoe place on Ocean, little factotum, the leather and shoe place, they're old school. They have old school decorations that she brings out. She must have brought them out, and they must be hand-me-downs from her family.
Right.
So there's old school decorations, and then they do the. It's so cool, and I never. How often do I need to go? I'm in there because of that, so it's very cool. I'm sorry, I cut you off.
No, that's great because I was just gonna leap into the next bit, which is regarding hospitality night, and that is if you are a business that downtown that is planning on serving alcohol, you do need to let me know so that I can include you in the ABC license that I will be submitting for.
Oh, very cool. That's very important. One more time. So if you're intending on hospitality night, December 2nd, to go ahead and serve alcohol at your place of business, you need to jump in with Aaron.
Yes.
All right.
I need to include you on the ABC license. So please let me know. There is a form on our website that you can just complete and email to us so that we know that you're participating in the ABC license and you'll be covered.
All right. You make it so easy. Thank you so very much. All right. So am I missing anything else before I let you go?
That was the two important things. So we don't want to miss the window decorating contest. And if you're planning on serving alcohol, please let me know.
All right. Well, I think we'll decorate our windows here. We have two cool windows as you enter the lobby. I think we'll decorate those. All right. So Aaron, thank you so very much. Aaron Slattery is the president and CEO of Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.
All right. Lisa Farber coming up in just a couple of minutes. 8:23 the time.